Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. Although 700 miles away from the Civil War, there were several men from Michigan who fought in that conflict that sought to divide the United States. John Rutkowski, who is Valley Cemetery sexton, informed the Bingham Township Board of Trustees at the September meeting that there are Civil War veterans who are interred in the cemetery. According to Rutkowski, there are two Civil War veterans who are buried in the cemetery, and he is working to get those soldiers recognized and honored. He wants to get those Civil War veterans a plaque that will be installed at the cemetery for each of the two Civil War veterans who fought in that war long ago. After the attack on Fort Sumter, Michigan was among the states that responded to President Lincoln's call for volunteers. Michigan provided a significant number of men who served in the infantry, cavalry, as well as colored regiments for the Union. And a Michigan 2025 tornado season continues, with three more tornadoes confirmed in the northern Lower Peninsula on Monday evening, September 22nd. The National Weather Service confirmed the three new additions to the state's tornado count, which now stands at 33 for the year. The three tornadoes were all rated EF1 or less, and thankfully no injuries were reported. The tornadoes occurred in Grand Traverse and Antrim counties, making them the furthest north tornadoes confirmed in Michigan so far this year. The storms pushed Michigan into a tie for third all-time for most tornadoes in a year, and the state is now just six shy of the record of 39 set in 1974. The confirmed tornadoes along Lake Road was an EFU that was tornado number 31. The first tornado of the evening was a brief spin-up caught on video near Long Lake in Grand Traverse County around 4:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Number 32 was Torch Lake / Clam River. A waterspout formed on Torch Lake around 5:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and was filmed as it moved ashore. And finally, number 3, Bel Air, the third and strongest tornado of the day, touched down in downtown Bel Air at approximately 6:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That tornado was believed to be an EF1. Additional statistics for 2025, the funnel cloud near Grayling was not surveyed and is not included in the total. The state's tornado count for 2025, it's now at 1 EFU, 17 EF0s, and 15 EF1s. Remarkably, no tornado in Michigan has exceeded EF1 strength this year. And when we come back after this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps on the market today. See how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget. Contact Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe today.
This is Jake at Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Come out and see us at 980 South Dudley Road or give us a call at 989-269-6638 for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Quality plumbing and heating that you can trust.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in Dallas, authorities say a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof onto an Immigration and Customs Enforcement location in Dallas, killing at least one person and wounding others before taking his own life. The exact motivation of the attack on Wednesday was not immediately known. The FBI said at a morning news conference that ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging. Dallas Police Chief Daniel Camo told reporters that officers responded to a report of four people shot with two dead. Officials say no ICE agents were injured and that detainees were among the victims. And in Paris, for international news, in France, the apparent use of artificial intelligence to clone an actor's voice for video game character Lara Croft has fans and actors up in arms. Fans noticed that the French language voice of Lara Croft sounded robotic and made grammatical errors in a software update of the popular Tomb Raider series. Aspyr, the game developer, admits to using what it described as unauthorized AI content and says it has since removed it. The actor in French language versions of the game, Francois Cadol, confirmed that her voice was cloned. The affair has sharpened actors' concerns about AI replacing human jobs. And you can get the full stories of all the news, weather, obituaries, and information right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating for reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.